Ladies and gentlemen, Itmar.
It's that man again, it's that man again. Yes, the call in hand is in. Please keep the news beneath your hat. Our Torvalds is again on the mat. But in language clear and with words ad lib, his conduct we'll explain. The hand of fate will dare be played.
Say, did you see that bloke?
What, the one that's just gone into Matron's room? What was he, a tipster?
No, he's from the station. Fancy him coming to Henry Hall.
Next thing we'll all be having BR on our hats.
What's BR?
British Railways.
Oh, I thought it was blinking ridiculous. Anyhow, we've all got jobs.
Yes, except that new arrival Handley. He won't last long here.
Did he ever work?
Yes, in the BBC.
The BBC, eh? Well, you can't call that work.
Wasn't he sacked for doing something funny?
Yes, but not funny enough. Hello, folks. And listen, you two. This isn't a recruiting meeting, so you can clear off and take your pamphlets with you. By the way, what time's elevenses?
You won't get any elevenses. Matron wants you earnestly.
Matron?
Yes.
Well, it wasn't me who called off the UNO debate. Well, I faced a man-eating lion last week. Surely this week I can face a woman-eating whale. I'm going in.
Come in.
Ah, oh, good morning, Matron. How's your indigestion?
I never have indigestion.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the kettle boiling. Would you like to buy a gold mine in Africa? Oh, you wouldn't.
Sit down. This gentleman is Mr. Chichester of our National Railways.
Oh. How do you do, Mr. Chichester? What do you want with me?
Tell me, Mr. Handley, have you had any acquaintance with a locomotive?
Well, I know why an engine can't sit down.
Oh. Really? Why?
Well, because it has a tendency... Didn't your brother ever tell you anything?
What part of the railway system do you know best?
Paddington Station. It's the nicest one in London.
You really think so? Why?
Well, the station master wears the tallest top hat I've ever seen.
Well, what's good about that?
Well, I've never missed it once with my catapult.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes, I think I'll give you the job. The tallest top hat. Yes, I shall enjoy having you work for me.
Oh, that's fine. Where shall I report?
Paddington.
I'm the station master! Well, of all the puffing billies. Leading me right up the guard's van like that. I wonder what he'll give me to do.
You're to start as a porter.
A porter? Me? I'm not strong enough.
Oh, rubbish. They have women porters now.
Now, listen, you're not getting me into a satin blouse and high heels. Besides, I've got the wrong figure for slacks. Oh, well, I suppose I can work my way up like a utility shirt.
Take this card to the staff superintendent and don't dawdle. Right.
What's this? Cattle truck cleaner, grade 3. Well, I'm sure that's not the way General Slim started. Well, I'd better get to the station. Ah, oh, what a lovely morning for avoiding sausages. Ah, a half-smoked cigarette in the gutter and without lipstick on it. I'll drop the hat and pick it up.
Well, well, my old pupil Tommy Handler.
Why, if it is my old schoolmaster, Dr. Swipe. How did you know me?
I recognized you the moment you bent down.
Yes. I was always one of your back view boys. Well, I'm just off to the station. Come with me, will you? Now, tell me, Doctor, what happened to old Pongworthy, the Sphinx Master?
Oh, he's doing well. He's got a Scotch whiskey mill in Hackney.
Oh, dear, dear, really? What about the drawing master? Is he doing well?
No, he's doing time.
Oh.
He drew a £5 note, but on the wrong paper.
Ah, what a school I went to. No wonder I can't read. Well, are you still at the school?
No, I'm a radio actor.
Oh, really? What do you do?
Well, you know that play, The Fall of the House of Usher?
Yes.
Yes, well, I was the dull thud. Bye-bye, Hadley. See you later.
Well, fancy meeting old Swipe. What an absent-minded old codger he was, too. Many's the time he came down to breakfast in the matron's dressing gown. Oh, here we are. Paddington Station. Pardon me, where do I find the staff superintendent?
In the buffet, I should think.
Oh, thank you. I'll go in.
Is this the first-class refreshment room?
A first glass of refreshing rum. I don't mind.
Oh, hello, Colonel. You all alone? Where's that sinister chauffeur of yours?
Creep, sir?
Yes.
I eluded him and drove the car here myself.
I didn't know you could drive a car.
I've never tried before, sir.
What? You might have run into something.
Unfortunately, I did. A milk bar. I feel quite faint. And this lady here refuses to reinforce my coffee with brandy.
Oh, come on, miss. Can't you see that the colonel's upset? Why, shaking like a traveler in atomic bombs. Give him a shot. Come on.
Well, just this once. It's not a buffet you want. It's a chemist.
Young lady, you've got it all wrong. Buffet first, chemist afterwards.
Well, you better not let Creep catch you, Colonel. How long will he be?
A long time, I hope, sir. I've sent him to buy himself a good meal.
What, all the way to Dublin? You cunning old scat. Look out, drink up, Colonel. Here's Creep coming.
I say, look here, change cups, Handley. Do you think he'll know I've been drinking?
He's sure to. He's got a nose like a teetotal bloodhound.
Ah, Colonel, how nice to see you enjoying a cup of coffee. Little does he know I've been peeping through the window.
Creeping Crippen. He's at it again.
Good morning, Daisy. Gin and ginger beer, please.
Here you are, sir.
Oh, I'll have the plain ginger beer and put it as near as possible to that gentleman's.
Here you are, sir.
Oh, thank you, Doc. I say, excuse me, sir.
Yes, yes, what is it?
You've dropped your cigarette case.
Oh, well, oh, thank you very much indeed.
I say, cheer up, Henry.
Well, that's the slickest sleight of mouth I've ever seen. What did it taste like?
Diabolical, sir. I picked up my own glass by mistake. I say, let's try again. Another ginger beer, my dear.
I have one ready, sir. Little does he know I put gin in it.
Confound that man, Creep. I can't face another plain ginger beer. You drink it, Henry.
Oh, all right, old boy, certainly. Oh, say, Colonel, you don't know what you've missed. It's all gin and no ginger.
Handley's drunk it, curse it. But I'll get old Chinstrap yet.
Well, he's upset. He's even laughing upside down. Well, now I better get cracking. I know, I'll go and see the station master. Ah, here's the office. Good morning, station master, please.
Ask Mr. Pink, next office.
Good morning, Mr. Pink, station master.
Ask Mr. Blue, next office.
Good morning, Mr. Blue, station master.
Ask Mr. Brown, next office.
Good morning, Mr. Brown, station master.
Ask Mr. Green, next office.
Good morning, Mr. Green, station master.
In there.
Ah, good morning, station master.
Get out or I'll kick you out.
But station master.
I said out!
Goodbye, Green. Goodbye, Brown. Goodbye, Blue. Goodbye, Pink. That's the best snooker break I've ever had. If only Black had been in, I'd have cleared the board. Hello, here's the choir master buying 16 platform tickets. I bet he's taking the choir to Aberdeen. Good morning, Mr. Loritorio. How's Corsi Fan Tutti?
I say, we've been offered a Sunday concert at Rill.
Sunday concert, eh? You better be careful, old boy. Remember, the men can't make up and the girls mustn't wear false moustaches. Well, you're for it. Well, what trade are you going on?
Alas, our funds are low and we lack the fare.
Well, why not sing here and I'll go round afterwards and collect with a wheel tapper's hammer. Now, sing something suitable, will you?
Good.
I'm a broken-hearted milkman in three-five-a-ray. Who keeping of the company of a young servant's maid? Who live on board wages?
Every evening, Polly comes to dance at the ballet, dyed in the blue.
car is very nice. Now, I'll just have a look round. Station always fascinate me. There's so much to be picked up. Ah, there's a nice bit of baggage. Where's my truck now?
Excuse me, have you seen my husband? He promised to meet me here.
Oh, what's he like?
Well, I don't think there's anything special about him, except he's got a mole.
Oh, is it animal, vegemole, or minimole?
It's just a mole. It's on his chest.
Oh, that's easy. I'll find him for you. Now, don't go away. Oh, pardon me, sir. Are you doing anything at the moment?
No. Why?
Well, would you mind if I put this ferret in your shirt? I want to see if you've got a mole on your chest. I'll call a policeman. Oh, a ferret's easier.
I tell you, I haven't got a mole on my chest. Look for yourself.
Oh, well, thank you for making a clean breast of it. Now, don't do it again. Oh, hello. The train's coming in. Oh, here it is. Carry your bag, sir.
No, thank you. I'm quite capable of carrying it myself.
You don't look very strong. I tell you what, throw the bag away and let me carry you.
Will you hop it?
Well, let me warn you, the last man who carried his bag along this platform fell down a manhole.
Which one?
That one. There you are. Officer, arrest that man for travelling on the underground without a ticket.
Excuse me, porter. Would you help me with this laundry basket?
Oh, it's Mona Little, late lot. Well, I tell you. I say, Mona, this is a very heavy basket. What's in it? The third program?
No, sir. It's my husband's samples.
Oh.
He's a commercial and he travels in flat irons.
Well, they are more comfortable than some of these trains. Does all go well with you?
Oh, no, sir. Steadily worse since I got married.
But don't tell me all your troubles are little ones.
Oh, it's not him, sir. It's his sister, the one who's always ill.
Oh, what's the matter with her?
She got a frog in her throat and he gave her hiccups.
Well, perhaps it wasn't cooked enough. Did she go to a doctor?
Yes, sir. But on the way, it come on to rain. So she sheltered in an auction room. She had another attack. And as she was coming out, the man said, "Ah, missus, you just bought 7 washstands and 8 toilet sets."
Oh, well, she'll always have 1 toilet set in hand now. Well, did she get to the doctor?
Oh, yes, sir. But when he put the thermometer in her mouth, she had another attack. Swallowed it and had to be x-rayed.
But did they find the thermometer?
Yes, sir. And a wedding ring, which my grandmother thought she'd lost in a fight.
The things people swallow. Well, what are you off to now, Mona?
I'm just off to the hospital to cheer her up. Any message, sir?
Yes, will you tell her I'll come and give her some comic wheezes?
Oh, I won't tell her that, sir. You see, it's being so wheezy as keeps her blowing.
Being so wheezy as keeps... Oh, I think that's very funny.
You think so, sir? She doesn't. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mona. What a little agony column she is.
Here you.
Yes?
Station master hasn't turned up. Take this paper and go in there and read it to the microphone. Quick, man.
Hey. So they want to make me an announcer. Me, who's always been honest, hard-working, and clean about the house. I just won't do it. I know, I'll get some other mug. Hey, you.
No.
Step in here quick and read this in front of that microphone. Now, in you go. Well, that's got the job done. I say, what if he's a Russian?
Attention, attention. First down for Pudera, Pulotver, and Pulenda, all Pulay, and Yerushka. Pulay, the left long far, little of the patch. Pulay, that's for Sula Lokov, from platform to the wall.
He sounds as though he's talking and taking castor oil at the same time.
Will any Pulay for Old Mutual, Lelefly, and Pope Albert? Line up immediately at platform number 1.
What a marvelous announcer. Why, Frank Phillips will have to look through his laurels.
Hey, what's all this nonsense? The whole station's in an uproar.
Well, there must be something wrong with the loudspeaker system.
The loudspeaker system?
Yes.
Any more of this, how little on the floor, my little bit nonsense.
How dare you talk to me with unity teeth in? Another word and I'll purge you. Oh, fathead.
Here, mate.
Yes?
Look after this for me, will you? I don't want to be seen with it for a minute.
Well, what's in it?
2 gross of whizzy kicks.
Whizzy kicks?
Yes, pre-war. Worth about 90 nickel in crinkle.
Nickel in crinkle? Sounds like concertina trousers.
Here. Know where I got them?
The boodle in the cosh house?
No, these come direct from the jocks in the wobbly joint.
Oh, well, that makes all the difference.
Look out, here's a rosser. I'll come back when he's gone. So long, mate.
What's in that box, Porter, eh? I said, what's in that box?
Now listen, PC1. There's a gross of whimsy kisses, half a dozen jutty stunts, and a tin of Tessie Canter.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What, you've never heard of whimsy kisses? Well, you're behind the times. You get them from the Joxy in the Wobbly Joint.
Oh, him, I live next door to him.
Oh, you do? Well, who are you?
I'm the booger at the Cosh House. So long.
Well, I never... You know, I enjoy that nonsense. Now, all I want is to hear Bashinsky get up at Landidno and sing It's a Long Way to Vladivostok. Hello? I don't know what things are coming to. Ah, now this must be the band that plays on the station to drown the language of people who've missed their trains. Hello, Ray.
Hello, Tommy Bass.
What's that you're playing, Ray?
That's the bugle from the Cosh House.
You are a copycat. Well, now give that bugle back to the territorials and tell me what you're going to play for the queue at Platform 2.
The Cuckoo Archer, arranged by Leon Young.
Well, hurry up. They're only going as far as Royal Oak. How long did it take?
Oh, about 3:15.
3:15? I'll be late for tea. Ta-da!
Hey, where are you going, Henry?
I've got to join up.
Join up?
Yes, two carriages have come unstuck.
You go to the left luggage office and like it.
Like it? Well, I won't. I'm allergic to old umbrellas.
Now, look here. There's a lot of hard work there, and that's what you need. Go on. In here.
I say, what a shambles. Looks like Fagin's spare bedroom. I can hardly move. What a silly place to leave a tin helmet. Careless people. Ah, the customer.
One food hamper, please.
Name?
Sophie Tuckshop. Hello.
Hello, Sophie. What a lovely pearl brooch you've got on. Oh, no, it isn't. It's a blob of tapioca. So you're on your way back to school, eh?
Yes, but I'm going to have a snack in every refreshment room first. And then I shall visit every...
Yes, all right. Well, we won't go into that. No. But how will you feel when you get back to school?
Like I feel now. But I'll be all right soon.
Do you mind if I wave this bundle of rabbits under my nose? Oh, that's better. Now, what's your favourite subject at school?
Cooking.
What sort of cooking?
It was jam last term, but I didn't get very far with it.
Well, what happened?
Well, teacher said, take 3 pounds of sugar, so I did. And when I came back into the room, the class was over.
3 pounds of sugar? No wonder you look like a toffee apple with piano legs. I hope you've got a nice present for your headmistress.
Oh, yes, a cushion for her chair.
But all your own work?
All except the thing in it that'll make a loud noise when she sits down.
But won't she know who put it in?
No. You see, she'll pretend she hasn't heard it.
I see. Well, now, how long will you be leaving this hamper here?
Only until I get hungry.
Well, only that long. Well, it's silly to take a ticket. Come on, let's open it now.
Oh, there's my train.
Well, you better run fast.
I can't. You see, I got...
Oh, well, all right. Here's a safety pin. Goodbye. She's left the hamper behind.
Hey, say, Porter. Oh, it's you, Henley. That's right. You do get about, don't you? Look, I want to leave this suitcase. It's full of bottles. Then I can pop back now and again and sample some. Creep will never find out.
Little does he know I'm under the counter disguised as a bass violin.
I say, what was that?
Oh, it's only one of those turkeys that have been hanging here since Christmas. Don't worry. I'll see you later, Colonel.
I sincerely hope so. Good day, sir.
Young man, you give me the wrong bags.
Wrong bags? That's what Mrs. Gladstone said in 1882. What's the trouble?
Well, I put a suitcase in here containing a new nightie, and look what's in this.
Hey, a diving suit, fishing net, and a jam jar. That must be Professor Pickard's. He will look a scream on the seabed in your nightie.
Attendant, you've given me the wrong suitcase. It's got a nightie in it.
So you're the man who stole my bag.
Well, madam, I assure you, I...
Take that.
Diddle-a-ma-dum, diddle-a-ma-dum, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, diddle-a-ma-dum, diddle-a-ma-dum. Hey, wait a minute. This is a rotten... Where's the station policeman? Come on, copper. Tear him apart.
Want me in my state of health?
Atlas. Dressed up as a policeman, new look and all. What's got you into the police force?
Regular meals. Oh, but I'll have to resign on health grounds. Doctor says I've got everything.
You certainly have, and it's well wrapped up, too.
Do you know? A train ran into me the other day.
I bet it bounced off your waistcoat to Didcot. Where's your whistle?
I can't find my whistle.
Well, I can see it. It's on the end of a long string.
Well, I can't see it.
Well, of course you can't. It's beyond the blue horizon. Well, has your wife come back to you yet?
Well, she come back yesterday, but went away again.
Why, couldn't you get the front door open?
No. When we sat on the sofa, she said, it's no use. Two's company, three's none. What does she mean?
Well, I'll tell you later, but tum's the word. Now, what did I call you for?
Well, wasn't there a fight here?
Oh, be a proper policeman and look the other way.
Oh, dear.
Well, now... I wonder what's in that sinister black box up there. I don't like the look of it. Anybody in there?
No.
Thank goodness. I thought it was another trunk mystery. Now, where's my station key?
Achtung, in the cloakroom, this box I want to put.
Hey, I don't like the look of it. Gosh, it's ticking. Will it go off?
Yeah, very soon. What the time it is, please?
Well, it's about 3 seconds to 4:30.
At 4:30 exactly, explode it will. Ein, zwei, drei, blitzen. Off, then, she does not go.
Well, why don't you take it home and wind it up again?
That will I do. Off, be the same.
Extraordinary fellow. Oh, bother, my watch is fast again. Well, I'd better go out and apologize. Oh, he won't be down yet. He won't be down yet. Oh, I've had enough of this. I know, I'll give my notice in. No, I won't go myself. I'll send a plenipotentiary.
What's a plenipotentiary?
So I set the baby on the butcher's block. Hey? What did you say?
I said, what's a plenty penitentiary?
I know it. Frisbee Dyke, looking like a collision mat in glasses. Now, come in. Come in and tell me a story, you shaggy dog.
Well, thanks very much. Have you heard the one about the Liverpool chap who took a Judy across the water?
What, to Birkenhead?
No, this is a new one.
Oh.
He took her to Rock Ferry.
Oh, was that the one about the dark girl?
No, she was fur. She just died of her.
Ah, that's a clever switch. Well, go on.
Well, they were sitting on the sharp end of the boat eating goose gobs.
Goose gobs?
Yes, you know, like little plums on a hurry.
You're painting a little murry, aren't you? Well, where's this all leading?
Well, I told you, Rock Ferry. And all of a sudden, the captain sent a man to speak to them. What do you think he was?
Blasted?
No, try again.
Well, the son of a ship's cook.
No, will you give it up?
All right, well, what was it?
He was a plenipotentiary.
Then you... You do know what it means?
Yes.
How?
Well, I've studied its etymological derivation.
You've been listening to Tommy Handley in It Now with Jack Crane, Diana Morrison, Hugh Morton, Fred Yule, Derek Giler, Joan Harbin, and Hattie Jakes. Handley's Curbside Choristers, directed by George Mitchell. The Augmented Variety Orchestra, leader George Deason, conducted by Ray Jenkins. Script by Ted Kavanagh, produced by Francis Worsley.